two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 5:30.
It is 21 degrees.
No delays on your roadways. I'm Heather Kelly.
Our top story this half hour, UDOT is trying to warn all drivers you may want to stay away from northbound I-15 in parts of Davis County on Sunday afternoon. They have to make some serious lane restrictions, which will likely grind traffic to a halt. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson helps to sort it out.
Traffic is usually light on Sundays, but anytime they restrict I-15 to one lane, UDOT can guarantee big delays.
In the Clearfield area on Sunday, we could see delays of up to a half hour or even more.
Spokesman John Gleason says all but one northbound lane will be closed off starting Sunday afternoon until early Monday morning between Clearfield and Riverdale Road. They have to take out a lane split before the winter.
That allows our plows to come through the area and make sure that the roads are safe and clear for people to drive on.
And if you think you'll save time by using Highway 89, think again. They'll have restrictions on that road between Kaysville and Fruit Heights. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
The Utah State Board of Education is considering sending a $5 billion request to the legislature to help expand broadband access for students learning at home.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the details. John.
Yeah, Tim, a full return to in-person learning in Utah public schools may be a ways away, but still nonetheless, the State Board of Education is looking to sustain a program that was initially funded by the CARES Act. According to the Salt Lake City School District, federal support distributed to the school district enabled it to purchase hundreds of personal hotspots to then distribute to students. Yesterday, the school board voted to support a request to the legislature, which asks for $5 million in one-time money to continue their broadband efforts, and then another $350,000 in ongoing funding. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. President-elect Biden plans to ask the nation to wear a mask for at least 3 months in order to end the out-of-control rise in COVID cases and deaths. ABC's Andy Field has details from Washington.
President-elect Biden says he's not even waiting till he walks into the White House, telling CNN at his inaugural, he'll ask Americans to mask up.
It's 100 days to mask. Not forever, 100 days. And I think we'll see a significant reduction.
A contrast from President Trump, who rarely wears one, and at one point said those wearing masks did so to make him look bad politically. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Nearly 30 human smuggling victims were rescued from a home in southwest Houston. Police responded to the house after a man ran down the street yelling that he had been kidnapped. Police have arrested three people who they believe may have been hired to smuggle people into the country. Investigators say most of the victims are from Mexico, El Salvador, Cuba, and Honduras.
KSL Weather with Grant Wayman. Things need to change if we want a white Christmas.
Wow, lack of stormy weather here. We told you earlier that we do average over a foot of snow at the airport in the month of December. And as we kind of look at the 7-day forecast here, yeah, we are not seeing it here. So it was looking like in about a week's time we could see a storm moving in, like say Friday of next week. So we'll keep watching that for you.
Grant says we'll have highs in the mid 40s this weekend, but drop into the lower 40s next week.
All right, this monolith thing has gotten out of hand. Utah has a new one. Only this one is designed to help raise money for charity. Robbie Gower says they use their annual Christmas light display to help charities, but they weren't getting many visitors, so they decided to add a replica of the Utah monolith to their yard.
Just want to give back and do something positive with it, do something good with it. The one foundation we help with is the Mascot Miracles Foundation.
Gower says traffic has picked up significantly as word of the monolith has spread.
Well, BYU suddenly picked up a football game in South Carolina, which means the equipment truck had to book it across the country, and they are gathering fans along the way. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, BYU got that semi-truck rolling before they officially had the game confirmed against Coastal Carolina, because it's a roughly maybe 33 to 40-hour long 2,200-mile trip to get there. The drivers, Hal and Feely, are taking turns, and they're taking pictures to document the trip. 5 hours ago, they tweeted while fueling up from Nashville, and some fans met them there by the huge truck. It's got BYU written all over it. This is kind of like NORAD. The drivers report all is well. They expect to get to Conway, South Carolina at 10 this morning. Kickoff now set for 3:30 tomorrow. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
They have gathered a bunch of followers, too, following their Google map all across the country. It's been fun to watch. And they are there on time. They had to be there by 3 o'clock today to get all the equipment. But imagine, football team can't do a thing if they don't have pads and helmets and, you know, everything designed just right. So
think about that.
Hats off to Hal Morrell and Feely Taufa. The two drivers that are doing the yeoman's work for the past couple of nights. All right, let's take a break here. Coming up on KSL News Radio, a well-known convenience store chain is testing out new contactless.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.